I'm so sorry, Adam. This is the after show.
I am. Yeah.
Well, I don't have that.
I'm recording. I mean, you could have it if you wanted it.
Yeah, I had to ask you this week, like 5 days later.
Sometimes I forget. But anyway, I was going to ask you because I like a bun. Like, not just a regular piece of sandwich bread. I like a bun when I'm having a grilled chicken sandwich. Because the chicken is usually massive. The breast is massive enough that it needs to be between two buns, not a regular slice of bread, right?
I love dark meat, so I always eat chicken thighs, not chicken breast. But you know what I do? I will agree with you. Like a ciabatta bun, is that really how you pronounce it?
Ciabatta.
Ciabatta buns, like those little square, rectangular ones or whatever. Uh-huh. Those, I love those for chicken. Like
you need a little bit more bread. I'm just saying, not a thin slice sandwich slice with a whole breast.
You're
of chicken,
wanting
right?
like a big old pretzel bun.
Yeah. I mean, something like that. But buns are generally just the run of the mill bun.
Yes.
Is about 6 points.
Yeah, they're because they are processed flour.
But what I I realized is Weight Watchers again is more keto than I thought. Is if you buy keto buns,
yes,
you can get a bun for 1 to 2 points.
There you go.
Right. So, but I've read some reviews that they taste disgusting. So I wanted to ask you, you had keto buns?
Absolutely. You know, my favorite keto bun is Walmart. Walmart has a keto.
Is it the Sam's Club? Is it the Sam's whatever?
Yep. Huh. They have the best keto bun. We actually go to Walmart just for those buns. We also do the Sola bread, which is at Walmart, which is the keto bread that we like. So Sola bread, like I would challenge you to buy a loaf of Sola bread and, have a sandwich. You wouldn't be able to tell the difference between that and a whole wheat, slice of whole wheat.
So apparently keto bread is less points.
Yes. Because it has
regular bread, because
it has less carbs.
I can get hot dog buns. I can get hamburger buns. I can do. It opens up so many opportunities.
Yep.
Because 6 points is a lot.
I only get
22 a day or something. Like 6 points just for the bun.
Hold on.
I
want to make sure that they are Walmart. I know we have to go to Walmart to get them, but let me see if
they're probably the Sam's. I think because when I looked, they had a Sam's brand, Sam's Choice or whatever.
Keto Culture hamburger bun, I think is what it is.
Oh, is it Keto Culture? Yeah, so that's a different culture. One. But Walmart does carry Keto Culture.
Yeah.
As well.
Yeah. And then the Arnold, I haven't liked any of the Arnold products. So like the Arnold bread and the Arnold buns, I haven't liked either any of those. But I do like the Sola bread. Walmart also carries that Sola.
That was on the list that I saw as well. Kathy Bacon apparently is listening on the stream and tweeting me.
Yeah. I'm sorry, Adam. There's no product or company named Twitter. So
4 minutes on X, whatever. Four minutes ago, she just said, "Stop." I assume it's when I was talking about a breast between two buns. and then she says, "We love a massive breast, don't we?" Yes, we do.
That's why we love taffy.
You
are incorrect, Cyclone. You cannot tweet on X. If you go and look, they changed all the tweet buttons to post. It's called post now. They got rid of the tweet button. It is now called post and repost. And did you guys see that they're now going to want to charge a subscription for everybody? Just, a minimal subscription. It's the only way we can get rid of bots.
No, I didn't. I didn't see that. So anyway, I'm going to, when we go to the grocery store next time, I'm going to get keto buns.
Get some Sola bread.
Okay. I need to look because I already have a bread that's fairly low points. Sara Lee has a 45 calorie.
Yeah. But the Sola bread slice. Sola bread is delicious though.
And it's only 1 point per slice. So that's but I want a bun.
It has, so the Sola bread has 40 calories per slice and one gram of carb. Well,
at some point, this stuff is just styrofoam.
It actually, it has 9 grams of carbs, but 7 of it is fiber and you, so net carb-wise, it's 2 grams of carbs. So, Adam, so my stopping is with regards to you saying that you were hungry. You were not hungry. You have trained your brain to tell you that it's hungry when you get done podcasting. But the truth is, physiologically, you are not hungry.
Kathy, I'll blow your mind even more.
Oh, my God.
Anytime I'm hungry, it is mental.
Wow.
There has not been a time in my life when I think I was really physically hungry. I am a mental eater. Like that, like an alcoholic, you know, like that. Mm-hmm. I enjoy eating.
Auntie Scott says, and Cyclone agrees 100% that net carbs is bullshit. No, I'm sorry. Bullshit does not have carbs that I'm aware of.
Bullshit? I mean,
I don't know how many carbs
there's
in bullshit.
There's a little bit of carbs. I mean, it depends on...
bulls are vegetarians, right? It says bulls eat grass, right? So it's like, how many carbs in bullshit?
So I was unrelated. I was, while you're looking that up, I thought that the...
Bullshit has zero calories.
Do they really measure that? Are you really looking at some actual metadata on bullshit?
I'm Googled metadata on it.
There's a word, metadata. I would just...
Spice is three-way to play. No one seems to... I probably can't call it shit. How many carbs in...
I wonder how many points there are in bullshit.
Excrement.
Like...
Excrement. Find cow poop calories and nutrition.
Find cow poop calories near you?
But I think that's a chocolate thing called. Does poop have calories? Here we go. It does have calories, as people and animals generally do not extract 100% of the calories in food. The proportion of available energy extraction depends on a number of factors, including the type of food, how it's prepared or cooked, our microbiomes, and likely a host of other factors, including whether or not we're in caloric deficit, surplus, and by how much. You're not going to give me an answer, are you? It all depends. 75% of 100 grams of feces is water. The remaining 25% is less than 25% carbs, less than 15% protein, and less than 15% fat, according to calculations. The maximum is about 71 calories per 100 grams of feces.
So I'm going to show you something.
Okay.
If I have to, it's going to take me a second to pull it up.
Yes, undigested grains are carbs. Exactly. That's the whole point of net carbs, is that fiber is not digestible. You just pass it through your body, so it doesn't do what carbohydrates do in your bloodstream, because it never makes it to your bloodstream. That's all this is, right? Is it's like all the carb counting stuff is the amount of carbohydrates in your blood. Because as we learned last time, every opening in your body is a tunnel or a cave. I have to wait for Adam to get back here. Are any of you guys out there familiar with Queerty? Q-U-E-E-R-T-Y? That's a website, queerty.com. I think I had a passing familiarity with it, but I just recently have like signed up for their daily newsletter. And it's a total joy to just get like gay news stories in your feed, you know, once a day in a digest form. And they're always kind of fun to read, and they're not heavy or whatever. And it's like, I really am enjoying whoever the writers are over at Queerty. I am enjoying your stuff. But there was this article that I read this week, which just threw me, and I wanted to share it with Adam. Can you hear me still, Adam?
Yeah.
Okay, so Adam can still hear me. Anyway, there's an AIDS memorial that is planned for downtown Palm Springs. And it, can I copy this image? It's a sculpture that people are saying looks like an anus, like a recently fucked anus. And it's supposed to be, it's a 9-foot structure The donut-like statue is filled with concentric carved circles and has a hole in the middle. Its design is intended to evoke feelings of connection, reflection, and hope. So that's the front part you see there. The part that looks like a bundt pan, is the back of it, which is equally prominently lit and stuff. It looks like someone got fisted, basically. It's is it fitting? It's like if I died of AIDS, I think that would be funny. I mean, like, so I feel like I would be for it. It's like, hell, that's hilarious. Yes, I love that. Apparently Palm Springs has a bunch of crazy sculptures already.
I'm listening.
Are you doing, by the way? You're under your desk.
Yeah, I'm trying to get I want to show you something that I did, but it's on my work computer.
Oh.
And I thought I could do it from my work computer, but I realized I don't have the video from my work computer.
Oh.
So now I'm trying to, anyway, one continue to entertain.
I'm continuing. I'll continue to talk to, hi TB, how are you doing? Apparently Palm Springs has other crazy art things, but this was $500,000 art piece. Like it hasn't been made yet. That what you're seeing is a rendering of what it would look like. But yeah, like $500,000 to make this bundt cake structure in Palm Springs. And also earlier this week, there was another story that I read about this artist that titled his work "Take the Money and Run," and he just gave the museum two blank canvases titled "Take the Money and Run." That was his. That was his entry into their art thing that he got paid for. He had to return his money. I just found that interesting. QueerTea, you should check it out. QueerTea.com. Let's give you a sampling of the fun things that are on there right now. Puerto Vallarta, 10 ways to slow down and take in the sun and indulge the senses. Now, that sounds boring as hell, but I know if I click on this, there's going to be a bunch of shirtless guys in Puerto Vallarta. So it makes it entertaining no matter what. let's see. Is it gay sex or is it cats? The internet sees both and has lots to say about it. I'm not sure what that has to do. Oh, I see what it is. There's a picture on the internet of cats. I'm going to post it in the chat room now. For those of you listening on level 13, you know, you don't see it. But if you look at the cats, it looks like they spell out gay sex. Like when you look at the cats, it's cats. There's six cats running across the floor. But if you look at the way their fur is right there in the darker areas and the shading.
That's photoshopped.
It looks like it spells
somebody
gay sex.
Somebody photoshopped that.
Did they though, Adam? Yeah, see, Kathy Bacon says she sees it.
No, I see it.
Now, what do you think? Do you think it's completely generated, like rendered? Or do you think there were six cats and they just shaded them and darken their fur in those patterns?
No, I don't think there were six cats. I mean, those are six. I think those are six cats, but I think they took pictures of cats. Like, but I don't think they were all.
I want to say it's probably not AI, just because none of the cats have missing ears, or you know, their paws aren't weird, or you know, they all look like decent cats. Like these are stock photos of cats, right? These are cats.
So I think, will you allow me to share my screen?
Yeah, sure. You're allowed.
Okay.
What do I have to do? Do I have to tell it to?
I think so.
Okay, now I've done it there.
Okay, so I'm going to share this.
Oh, hold on one moment, Adam.
Recording stopped.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, are you seeing a...
I am. I'm seeing a video screen.
Tell me if you don't hear audio, but this is okay. I'm trusting all the live listeners in level 13 to just because there may be words mentioned.
Oh, there may be words mentioned. I don't have a... Okay.
Introducing Test Burst,
Track, analyze, and certify application quality in the pipeline.
Can you turn it down just a little?
Juggling multiple test types and SDLC policies can be chaotic and risky.
Cool, right there.
But with TestBurst, you can unify and enforce your testing, making compliance a breeze. TestBurst dashboard lets you track execution status, analyze logs and test details, and certify types of tests completed, all in one comprehensive view. Built for developers and quality engineers, TestBurst empowers you to track all your testing in the CI/CD pipeline.
Wow.
Stay ahead of compliance. TestBurst shows you the required test types you've missed and integrates seamlessly with Gatekeeper to satisfy pipeline gates. Onboarding is simple. Integrate effortlessly using our range of plugins supporting major test tools and runners used at Walmart.
Bleep.
With TestBurst,
gain
a unified dashboard, intuitive test metrics, and readiness for audits, CRQs, and pipeline gating. What's more, TestBurst is now a part of the DX Developer Portal, consolidating all your test reporting needs in one easy-to-find location. So are you ready to simplify your testing experience? Onboard to TestBurst today, or explore more on our Getting Started page. TestBurst. Compliance made easy. Quality assured.
That was my video.
Did you write the script too?
I did. Wow. Well, ChatGPT helped me write the script. I, you know, we brainstormed together. But yeah, that was my video. That's my product.
Was that the final
overview?
Was that the final, or is that a draft?
That is the final.
Nice. What was the reaction to it?
Well, I've only shown it to a few people so far, but everybody has liked it.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
I especially like the stock image, the stock photo image of the lady in the boardroom turning her head slowly, the blonde-headed lady turning her head slowly. I thought that was great. I love that.
That looked very compliancy to me.
It did.
Like
she
like
was
you're in
very
a meeting and and they're checking boxes on a
when I looked at her, the first word that popped in my head was, oh yeah, she's compliant. Yeah, she's compliant.
She's audit. She's very, auditing.
She's very compliant. I need to what do I need to do? Does poop have calories? God help me. You know what? I really should every week. I should launch an incognito browser when I search show topics and stuff, because during the week I get so many random weird suggestions from Google because I look for things like, does poop have calories? and other stupid
so
things
you get article that recommendations
I look at
about
on the show. Yeah. And it's like, oh, this is horrible. Let's see. But Queerty, did you hear me, Adam? You should sign up for Queerty. Their little daily digest newsletter is just absolutely delightful. Plus you get to see Troye Sivan nude. So.
Oh, is he a board member of Queerty or something? Or
No. In his latest music video, he is nude by the pool, but he is, his legs and his arms cover up his junk.
Oh. But, so you don't really get to see him nude then.
No, I mean
he is nude.
He's
well,
nude.
Maybe he could have a what do they use
there
those
was a
modesty
whole,
things
yes,
for
there
the,
was a whole article I read today on Queerty about the modesty thong or something like that.
Yeah, it's skin colored, but they.
See all the exciting things you learn. Also, when you were talking about the porn actor earlier in the birthday segment that acted, I still maintain that Brent Corrigan did a great job in Judas Kiss. Like he acted under his real name, Sean Paul Lockhart, but he did a great job in Judas Kiss. It's like, I find it sad that his acting career was hampered by the fact that he was a porn star. You know what I'm saying? It's like, that's just sad to me. It's like, you can be both. You can be a good actor and, you know, have a hot body. What's the, you know.
Yeah, you can. He wasn't the one where somebody was murdered.
Okay.
So there was also controversy around that.
But that was
not that they thought
he was. Yeah, he was never a suspect or anything. He was just in that universe. Here's the thing, Adam. I've been thinking about something that Auntie Scott said to me, and that is that he, because Lower Decks is animated and he works on animated shows, he wouldn't want to watch it. He doesn't like to watch animated programs.
Because he feels like it's work.
Right. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter why. It doesn't matter why I don't like black and white movies. I don't. So it's like trying to get me to watch a black and white movie would be crazy. So I can understand and respect that he doesn't like to watch animated stuff. However, when I was watching Lower Decks tonight, I noticed, because I'm like, why is Lower Decks not feel like an animated show? You know what I'm saying? Like when I watch South Park, it feels animated. When I watch,
it feels animated to me.
But if you really watch, if you dissect the episodes, if you watch closely, they animate it like a live action show. Like in a normal anime, like Family Guy or The Simpsons, every scene is perfectly in focus, right? It's a cartoon. It's being drawn, right? So there's no question about whether the camera is in focus or not. They use a lot of, in Lower Decks, they use a lot of shallow depth of field so that the background's blurred and the front, you know, like, just like you would shoot a camera I'm sure they're doing it in After Effects and stuff where they're like, you know, putting them in planes and using a short camera lens or whatever, a virtual one. But is really, when you look at it, the show really is done as though you had a camera. Like it was done like it was a real version of Star Trek, like a half hour live action Star Trek show. And also the fact that they didn't go with known actors to do the voices. They went with actual voice actors. And, I feel like Lower Decks when I walk away from it, I don't feel like, oh, I just watched a cartoon show. It's like, I feel like it was, it's a comedy. It's a Star Trek comedy and I love it. But, anyway, I don't know if that would change your mind, Andy Scott. Probably not.
I mean, I enjoyed it when I watched it, but I haven't, I haven't kept up with it. I'll say that.
I do. I am curious if you've watched Strange New Worlds, because I'm dying to know what you thought of the musical episode.
I haven't watched it. I watched the first episode, but I haven't watched more.
I really want to hear from somebody else who loved that episode. I feel like Taylor liked it okay, but like I really loved that episode. Like maybe we should have Sarah from Sarah Talk on the show, because she also loved that episode. And
I haven't seen it, so it's not like
hello.
Oh, I thought Auntie Scott had joined the Zoom. I was looking at something else, and I was like, oh, did Auntie Scott just join and start?
He did.
Cyclone says Wheel of Time is now. I know. We are.
Working with Daniel Brewer has been perhaps the highlight of my podcasting career.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Is it still up? Hold on. I have to see if this is still up. Yeah.
Let's see something.
Here, I'll give you a link in the chat room. This is like the bare bones, version of my spell dungeon game. This is just a board where you can spell by clicking on adjoining letters, and then you click on the last letter twice. That's how it knows to use the word. It's not hooked up to the database for a library, so right now it has no idea whether you spelled a correct word or not. So you can spell any word as long as it is in an adjoining square. That's the spell dungeon engine thing that I was working on. The only reason I have it up there is because I had to find a hosting site for it that could host, ASP.net. I ended up over at, I tried HostGator, and that was not going to do it. Plus, I didn't really like their their setup there. But then I went to, I think, like,
how come it's giving me, I'm clicking a letter.
Yeah.
And it's giving me.
So when you click a letter, it should change color. And then
the letter
should,
went away, but it wasn't a word. Are you still right. not checking to see if they're actually
words?
Oh, yeah.
Words? I just, did you not hear me just say it? It's not hooked up to any dictionary or whatever. Okay. So it's, no, and I'm also, just... you can hit a single letter. If you hit, if you click a single letter
I
twice.
Did.
Yeah.
That's, yeah. Yeah, I did.
Well, that's, yeah. And then just refresh the page to reset the board. But yeah, so you it, you only get points on three letter words or higher. And then you get more points the more letters you spell. So if you spell a three letter word, you get the point value of the tiles. If you spell a four-letter word, you get the point value of the tiles times a half of it, so times 1.5. If you get, you know, if you spell a five-letter, you get the double the points. If you spell a six-letter word, you get 2.5 times the points, you know, et cetera, et cetera. So, but yeah, that's my the basic little engine there of Spell Dungeon. So,
I'm trying to decide. So. For the pink tickets, they're more expensive than I thought they were. Or they've gone up in the past like 2 days since I looked at them. But,
you should have bought them immediately.
But the question is, I can get them directly from Ticketmaster and they're cheaper because there are still some available. Uh-huh. The ones that are an acceptable price range are at the very back on the floor. And what I generally like the first tier of upper, so you can see over people's heads.
So
also people tend to stand a lot on the floor.
Okay, so how unreasonable are the reasonable seats? So a seat that you ordinarily a seat that you looked at before for
well,
a reasonable
no, like for
price.
For $215 per ticket.
Yeah.
I can get the back row of the floor,
okay,
which is actually looks fairly close to the stage. There's also a thing that comes out into the middle, so she'll be out like in a little stage at
some
point.
She'll be suspended above doing her little aerial
thing. That's true. Yeah. That's true. But they're on the floor, and I don't generally love the floor because I'm short.
Yeah.
And people stand up, and then I can't see.
It's like that whole fireworks prop.
Same as fireworks. I don't mm-hmm. like theaters that are not angled.
Do you know how much because I obsessed over making sure that you guys could see the fireworks at Disney and that you had an enjoyable view of the fireworks?
No, I don't recall. We just stood in the middle of the road.
Yeah.
We didn't have like a booth. You didn't reserve us a...
I didn't need to, Adam. I had already paid cast members that if someone had put their child on their shoulder, they would have gotten like shot by cast members. Like cast members would have descended upon them and whisked them away. I was like... No, here's $100. You don't understand. My friends need to see a clear shot of the castle. And you did, Adam. You saw a clear shot of the castle. Could not have been a more perfect night for the fireworks there at the Magic Kingdom.
I mean, I like it how you arranged that.
I did.
You know.
And then that narration starts. And it's like,
we all live in a dream. Find your happily ever after.
Is that what it really says?
I forget. Well, you know what? I can find it here, though. Let's see. Happily ever after. Where's the best one? Oh, this is not... None of these are the ones that I used to watch. Oops. Here we go. So loud. The crowd noise is so fucking loud there that you can't really hear anything. Uh-huh. Do, 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 do. Best view and clean soundtracks. Here, you'll be able to hear this one.
Each of us has a dream,
A heart's desire. It calls to us. And when we're brave enough to listen and bold enough to pursue, that dream will lead us on a journey to discover who we're meant to be. All we have to do is look inside our hearts
and use Test Suite
and unlock the magic within.
Ready to begin. Say what? What?
Okay, yeah. This is ridiculous.
Okay, what?
Ticketmaster now has a thing that you can't leave an empty seat. One empty seat between your seats and the next purchase seats.
Yeah.
So even though there are two seats together where I want to be, because there would be an empty seat, but I can't, I'd have to buy those three seats or something. Like they won't, you cannot leave a seat by itself. You have to always have two free seats.
What?
When you're purchasing.
You have to have two free. So if there's three seats available in a row.
Yeah.
You can't buy two of them.
I will share the screen. You can, but are you seeing it?
I'm seeing your screen, yes.
Okay, so first of all, would you do these seats or these seats?
Where's the stage? Oh, stage is the big thing over there. It says stage. So where are my choices?
This is the floor.
Yeah,
these
two, yeah.
Or these?
I feel like those, because I feel like they would slope upwards, and I would have those people in front of
upward.
Yeah, and those people in front of me, even if they were stand up, would be, you know.
But you're at more of an angle trying to view the stage. That's the thing.
Yeah,
here
but
it's more straight on. Here
it is,
like,
but there it's also not slope. So now you've got two rows of people in front of you that can stand up and completely block your view. Even though you'll
true,
be looking,
and this is
up
close
at the stage.
To the rail.
Yeah,
it's not
exactly.
So anyway, I was thinking about getting these.
Yeah.
We like to be on the aisle.
Okay.
So I do this.
Uh-huh. And that one.
And then I'm like, next.
Next.
Uh-oh. You've left one seat stranded at the end of a row or stuck between selected seats. Please leave at least two empty seats together.
So you can't choose the ones that are not on the aisle? You can't choose the...
I can. I can choose these two.
Yeah.
But I like to be on the aisle.
I understand that, but...
Oh, no, I can't.
No, you can't.
No, I can't. It won't let me. It's going to make me buy all... It's going to make me buy all three tickets. No one is going to be able to purchase those tickets.
Well, I mean, if they have a party of three, they can. Oh,
yeah.
Wait, a party of one, too, because a party of one, you'll leave two free seats.
Could I buy one and then come back and buy the other one?
I mean, you could try, Lucy. I mean...
that might be risky, huh?
Well, I mean, once you bought the ticket, there's no refunds.
Right.
Right?
Well, I don't know. I don't know if there is or not, but
how much
I could
is
resell it on StubHub,
$400. $400 a seat?
These down here, these in the back are $200 a seat, but this is closer and it's partially raised, and Adele was $1,000 a seat. So, I mean, what a deal, right?
Yeah. I feel like those are the seats. So yeah, I don't know what to tell you, Adam.
Cause I don't think there's the other side. Yeah. These pink ones are resale. They're going to be more expensive because these are people like reselling.
Do you know that they're more expensive? Have you clicked on them to see? $400 seems crazy.
$650.
Oh, that's insane. $650?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Was that for both of them? Because they both went gray when
they
picked it.
Per. That's per.
Yeah, that's stupid.
Concerts for... Concerts nowadays are pricey. I think it's because everyone uses Spotify.
Have you considered a play? Maybe go see a play.
I bought season tickets for the local thing. You know what? That's another thing. I need to check the dates for that.
You know what? Then screw the concert piece. Screw the concert piece. You know what? Mark, you and Mark both love...
I don't mind spending the money.
No. This, what I'm going to tell you is how to spend the same amount of money, but on something different. Have you considered... This would be a thing, Adam. This would be a thing, but I want you to hear me out. Have you considered hiring a decorator and a chef? Like you leave and you come back to your house and it's the table's all set very, you know, romantically with light, and then there's a chef there that's actually made like his favorite meal, and it's like it's literally made like right there, and you know they serve, and there's like maybe even a waiter that like serves the, you know, the wine, and you know comes around and cleans the plate, clears the plates and stuff.
No, we like experiences.
That's an experience. Hiring a personal chef and waiters.
No, we're still at home. I'm his personal chef.
Oh my. You are impossible, Adam. All right, so how about...
I've decided what we're doing.
Yeah, no, you haven't. It's too expensive.
It's not. That's no problem for me.
Then buy the one seat. See if I'll let you just buy the one seat.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking I want to do.
And then come back and buy the other seat. And if it says, oh, we're sorry, you bought another seat or whatever, then...
Oh, no. You know what? It's going to do the same thing. Because if I try to buy the second seat,
yeah,
it's going to tell me I have to leave two seats together.
That's insane. I would call them. Is there a number to call and just order over the phone and be like, why can't I? There's just two of us. I just want these two seats. Why won't you sell me these two seats? You can always give it to a homeless person on the sidewalk.
So I couldn't buy one ticket... Nope, that's right. I can't buy one seat.
Oh my God, so they won't sell those. So they're basically encouraging people to resell the tickets, right? So they're basically, because what happens is someone like you says, all right, I'll buy those seats. And then they buy the three seats and then they just turn around and resell the one.
I wonder if it would sell if I bought it and then put it on StubHub.
No, Adam, no. That's just adding to the problem.
I mean, not raise the price, just sell it for market value, like what I paid for it.
I don't think $400 a seat is the list price. I think that's already being resold.
No, this is the Ticketmaster price. They have a category for resales, and that's a different color. Ticketmaster Direct is blue.
And Ticketmaster is charging $450.
$409.
And then how many fees are on top of that? Like, what's the final?
I don't know, because it won't let me go to the next screen. So I don't know.
Yeah, this is a broken system. This is crazy. Why would any artist want to operate in this environment? Because Pink's not making that money. It's like,
I mean, Pink's making plenty of money.
Yeah, but Pink's not making, like, on those resells, Pink's not making money on the resells. Pink's only making money on the Ticketmaster price. So all of those resold tickets out there, all those purple and orange dots that I saw on the screen right there, that's Ticketmaster takes a percentage of the resale, but the artist never sees any of that money. They just see the original purchase price. Unemployed talent struggling, but let's support capitalism and greed. Donate the money to autism research. Well, I mean, Adam did make a very generous donation to Autism Speaks on my behalf.
I did.
Do appreciate.
I made a and Mark donated.
Yeah, and well, on top of that, Mark made an RT Cruiser, and Tom from Tom and Terry. I'm gonna forget somebody.
I don't quite understand the unemployed talent struggling, but let's support capitalism and greed. Is he saying I should be sending the money to unemployed talent instead of going to a concert? No.
Did I hear that the talks are actually moving along finally, and that there was some hope that they may be close to a resolution? I feel like I read that yesterday. Go ahead.
For what? The war?
Yes, Adam. The war between the writers and the studios.
Oh, between. I thought you were talking about Ukraine. I was like, what is he talking about?
No, the writers strike and such. No. Okay. Because I thought that all four of the heads of the studios were in negotiations yesterday and also were going to be there today or something.
It's time to update your password. To keep your account safe, we very preferably to ask. Oh Lord, you sent me a reset code.
Well, yeah, I would imagine the SAG strike is hurting them more, which is why they did it, right? Because the screen actors would have a bigger impact than just the writers. Do 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 do.
I hope they're going. I hope they're going to let me. It's now enter my because I'm in the queue. I want those seats that I want.
Little Ian has come in here to see me.
No, I don't want to receive notifications. What? Why did you send me a code to? Okay, Ticketmaster. Why are you texting me now?
Attention,
you sent me an email.
Attention, Adam. Set down the credit card. Set the credit card down.
There's no credit card.
Step what away from the keyboard, sir.
What is this, 1992?
I also, know. You know what, Auntie Scott has a really good point, and one that I've often wondered. Like, here's, and I wondered it in different areas too. So the question that Auntie Scott poses is, for that money, just pay Pink to come sing at your house. I know that you can hire artists to do private performances, like for bar mitzvahs and stuff, for like
$400 for Pink to come to our house.
No, I'm saying, you know, for $10,000, $20,000 or something like that. But I've often wondered this about like cars. Like when someone is willing to pay you know, $150,000 for a car.
Yeah.
I'm like, couldn't you go to a really talented mechanic and be like, hey, here's $150,000. Build me a completely unique car. Like, build me a, you know, a car that's like, if I'm going to spend that much, what do you mean no? How do you think? How do you think like the Batmobile was built? It's like, you know what I'm saying? It's like, I would go to those kind of places that build custom cars for like movies and stuff. And I'd be like, I want a really cool looking futuristic car because they're just going to take an existing car chassis and strip it down and redo the exteriors and stuff. So I feel like, yeah, if I'm going to spend that kind of money, like twice as much as a car should cost, then I want it to be completely unique. I don't want there to be 200,000 other ones out on the road.
Yeah. I don't think what you're saying is possible. I think it would be much more, because part of the cost is the designing and the prototyping and the figuring out of the thingies and the, you know, the boobly boobs and
the
all of that.
The boobly boobs?
Yeah, and you the boobly boobs are all kind of, you know.
There you go. There you go. Executive producer Cyclone, you could probably buy a cameo birthday greeting from Adele.
He does. He's not. He likes, she's his favorite singer. It's not like he has, you know, a life-size cutout of her or something.
Still, you wouldn't enjoy a message like, hello, love. Hello, Mark. I want to wish you a happy birthday.
No, I'm trying to tell you people, but nobody's listening. I give to charity.
Adam, we are listening. We're just making fun of you. Listening.
I give to charity. This is a birthday.
Hello.
We like experiences, not cameos from Adele.
That's
or
an experience.
Whatever. We like to go somewhere. We like to get out of the house. We like to fly or drive. We like to go to concerts.
Ever taken...
The tickets are purchased. We are doing it.
Okay, so, that's fine. I'm just giving you some information for future things. Have you ever gone in a hot air balloon?
Also, I bought cheaper tickets than that. Yes, I have, I believe.
With Mark?
Have not.
Yeah,
no.
You should do that. That was fun when I took my parents to go in a hot air balloon. That was really cool. You should do something like that, like go to a balloon fest, you know, like one of like the Arizona balloon fests or whatever, and you go in and you get a ride on, you know, one of the balloons and stuff. Yeah, that would be cool.
Oh, now they're giving me ads. Sign up for Sirius.
Well, yeah, of course they're giving you ads. Oh, did you see that Amazon Prime Video is now going to add ads? You'd have to pay $3 more per month to get rid of them?
I'm not surprised. I think Paramount or Peacock or one of those is also doing that they're raising
That's bullshit, man. I don't want to see your fucking ads. That's the entire reason that I use your streaming service. Here's the thing that pisses me off the most. Every streaming service that I have, and like we've talked about before, I don't have them all at the same time, so I only ever have three at once. But the three that I have,
I thought it was just one.
No, I have three at one time. Usually, I mean, Amazon Prime is kind of like always there because I have Amazon Prime. So I don't really count that one. But Disney Plus, I always have Disney Plus. I always have Amazon Prime. And then we just rotate what we have. Like currently we have Apple TV Plus because we're watching Foundation. So the Apple TV Plus, I pay for the commercial-free version of it. So there's no ads.
Uh-huh.
Every fucking episode is preceded by an ad for another Apple TV Plus show. And that I have to skip. I hate that. It's like, what does no ads mean to you? It's like, you don't get to just sneak in an ad for your own shit. Just because it's your ad doesn't mean that it's not an ad.
That should be regulated. That should be regulated. Well, I don't know anything about this. Like, I'm not a business person. I don't know what's going on. But from all the articles and everything, apparently it's the streaming companies are having trouble making money.
That's bullshit. That's what they're saying. I know that's what they're saying, but that's bullshit. They have to say that they're making no money because they want to tell the talent that they can't pay them residuals, right? So they have to be, oh, look, on paper, we're not making any money. It's like not a single studio out there is unprofitable. Not a single studio out there has posted negative dollars in their, whatever in their financials. It's like they're all making money. So you can't be losing that much money on streaming if you're still making money. Like if the Walt Disney Company is still making $8 billion in profit, well, you can't be losing that much money. You know what I'm saying? It's like you made $8 billion in profit. But they're going to say they're not making any money off of it. But it's like, think about this. I could buy Disney movies when they come out. And I used to, right? When the movies came out, and I wanted a copy of them, so I would buy a digital copy of it. So I bought, Captain America when it came out. I bought Thor when it came out. So I bought all the Marvel movies when they came out so I could watch them again and again and again. Then Disney Plus comes along, right? So in that universe, I paid Disney one time $20 to own, a digital copy of Captain America, the First Avenger, right? And I did that for a bunch of different movies, right? Yeah. And you add them all up and it's, several hundred dollars that I paid them to own these movies. But now Disney Plus, I'm paying them $7 a month every month, right? I pay yearly, right? So it's like I'm paying you $7 a month for the rest of time. It's like that's
maybe $84 a year.
But that's way more money over the life of the thing, than me buying those movies. It's like you're only going to put out like three movies a year that I'm going to want to buy. So that's like I would have given you $60 a year in buying movies, but now I'm giving you $84 a year every year, repeatedly. And when you raise it to $9, I'll still pay that. You know what I'm saying? It's like I'm giving you recurring revenue. It's like you don't have to wonder whether I'm going to like this movie or that movie. I've already told you I'm buying all of those movies when they come out. So, and also, they didn't have to print physical media. They didn't have to like do it. It's like it cost them nothing to distribute it.
I get what you're saying. But they also these companies are producing a lot of shows that are expensive to produce.
Right. Well, that's their problem. And that's what they need to cut back on that because.
Yeah. And so.
I feel like, it depends on why you've arrived at these streaming services, right? If you arrived at these streaming services like me because you hate advertisements interrupting your entertainment and. You are annoyed with, I have to be sitting at home in order to watch this. Like you want the portability of being able to watch
it. DVRs will automatically skip commercials nowadays.
Yeah, I know so they will. I have had that. But what I'm saying is that that's not pertinent for every single thing. For me, it's easier and better to just pay for the
commercials. I also have streaming. I don't do it to save money. I just do it because I like it better.
Yeah,
but
I just said I don't like commercials and I want to watch it anywhere. Those are the reasons that I pay for streaming. And that's the reasons that a lot of people are paying for streaming. So giving me brand new content on your streaming service is not necessarily going to make me subscribe to your streaming service, right? I'm already decided to subscribe. You know what I'm saying? You making more content isn't going to make me subscribe harder. I'm still going to give you. So the balance that they have to find in this world is what's the minimum amount of content that they can make that will keep people paying their monthly subscription fee. I feel like Apple TV Plus actually is the best in this arena because they don't make too many shows. They make, you know, probably the same amount of good shows per year as HBO used to make back when they were just on cable. So, you know, like probably like four good shows, right, at a time that Apple TV Plus make, as opposed to Netflix, which is, right, they're just throwing as much stuff on the wall as they can to see what sticks. You know, I feel like the things that I liked about Apple TV Plus are just the quality of the show. Like Foundation has been great. Like how do you make a series based off of Asimov's work that isn't just completely fucking boring and chaotic, right? It's like, how do you take...
I do find their show to be boring. We're watching it, but I am finding it so boring.
Which but we are watching season? It.
Both. It's a slog. We're slogging through it. We took a break.
Season one is very...
Season two as well. Like,
no. Season one spent more time with like trying to explain what psychohistory was and to explain the genetic dynasty and stuff like that. So I feel like a lot of exposition was spent in the first season of explaining these complicated
things. And there's just
things.
So much. I feel like you need to have read the books because... there's so much, it's just confusing the entire episode for most of
them. So reading the books is interesting because these are not the books, right? So these are interpretations of they have different characters and different stories that they're telling here, but they are remaining faithful to the ideas in the book. And so it's, because these books were written in the 50s, right? So, and it's, you know, he snuffed his cigarette out on the built-in ashtray of his computer console. You know, it's like it was very,
yeah. I haven't read those because I'm not a big sci-fi reader. I read fantasy, but Cyclone had mentioned Wheel of Time season two coming out.
It is out, yes.
And yes, I know we're watching it. We're watching it week to week, and.
We are not.
It's similar to that because I feel like if you haven't read,
oh yeah, we were so lost.
Did you finally give up on it?
We have not yet started season two. Like we're both aware of the fact that it's out.
Yeah,
but we're like,
it's not the whole season. I mean, they're doing it each week.
Yeah, so. and we're trying to finish Ted Lasso right now because next week Survivor and Amazing Race start, so that'll be two more shows that we have. So right now we're watching Lower Decks, which season kind of just started tonight.
I mean, it should be easy for you guys. Zach only watches one show a night.
Right, so Thursday night is Lower Decks. We're catching up on Ted Lasso because we're finishing out season three of Ted Lasso.
Such a good show. It is. I hated that they ended it.
And then from there, we're on episode. Tonight we was episode 10 of Ted Lasso, so we only have three more episodes to end. But we want to get done with that before Survivor next week. But yeah, and we watched all of The Good Wife. That took about a year. So. Yeah.
As I said, I'm rewatching Bones, but I'm over halfway through. And I've watching, only been maybe 3 weeks.
Yeah, we watch all the new Star Trek things. We'll watch Survivor week after week. We'll watch Amazing Race week after week.
So I know you are. I assume you know this, but Ceri is on Big Brother.
Oh yeah, yeah. Wait, before you tell me about this, I just want to remind me because Cyclone just posted about Wheel of Time in the chat room, and I wanted to talk about that other show on Amazon that Lord of the Rings went. So, and I had something to say about the Lord of the Rings went. So just remind me of that. Go ahead. So Ceri, yes, I am aware that Ceri is still on. I read that Jared was evicted in a double eviction, but they're doing some weird zombie thing.
Oh, thanks for telling me, because that was last night's episode, and we haven't watched it yet. So, thank you. I appreciate that. I watch it the next day, because we do streaming.
All right. I'm so sorry, Adam.
But, oh well.
Yeah, does it make you feel any better if I tell you that it's completely nullified immediately after he was evicted?
Well, I would prefer you not give me any information since
I already have. I'm just saying it doesn't matter who was in the double eviction. It doesn't matter because they're doing a battle back. So we don't know who of the two that were evicted will actually be evicted until next week.
I see. TB, spoiler alert, skip this part, Adam. Yeah. Thanks.
I didn't know. You were the one that was like yelling at me.
Oh my God.
You're sitting here making fun of me in this conversation because Zach will only watch one show a day. I, Adam Burns, watch every show immediately. I watch all the shows.
No, I don't watch them immediately.
But I didn't
know
that. And now, so now I'm just, we're not fighting. Yeah, now we're fighting, Andy Scott. What was I going to add? Oh, ads. Win no ads. I was adding that to my better technology segment.
And anyway, Wheel of Time watching it, Big Brother watching it. Saria's on there. So you're actually watching Big Brother then?
No, Okay. I could not. Right. I tried and it was just so bad. So I've been reading just story. You know, I just read the headlines of the stories. Like I'm following to see whether Corey and Sari end up, because those are the only two people that I had any interest in the show. Corey, he's a twink, and Sari, because I like Sari.
Corey is the one that sort of was the catalyst to get the house against Jared, because Jared was telling a bunch of lies and Corey found out about it, various alliances that were happening. And so Corey just outed him in front of everybody and was like, but no, that's not what you said to blah, 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 you know, or whatever. Yeah, and there was not, and Jared couldn't really back his way out of it. And so
that's good.
But then he won HOH, Jared won HOH. So nobody could do anything about it, but it was the whole talk was that Jared was going to be next.
Yeah.
So apparently they followed through with the talk. But anyway, that would have been last night's episode.
Yes, because I read it today.
But yeah, we didn't have time to watch it tonight, and we can't watch it the night of because we do streaming. So
what streaming?
They may do live streaming. I mean, no, we do it on the Paramount app. So, but we might be able to watch it live, because I think on the Paramount app you can watch live TV now.
Yeah, you can.
So theoretically, but then you'd have to watch the commercials on.
Yeah, that's the thing that sucks. Yeah.
Yeah. So we wouldn't want to do that.
No, you wouldn't, Adam. No, you wouldn't. And this new. All right. So I wanted to talk about the Lord of the Rings show on Amazon. Because Cyclone was saying that the Wheel of Time. It's frustrating because it's beautiful, but disjointed. Like they clearly spent money on it. Like, you know, they clearly spent money on production, right? It's very pretty to watch. And it looks like I should really like this because this is in my wheelhouse. I should really like this, but for some reason I don't. Why is that? And that's because I never read the books. And I think I played you the audio clip of the book that I got on Audible and I couldn't make it past chapter one.
Because of the narrators, you said,
yes.
Right?
Yes, I played it.
And those
for
are
you. Yeah.
Those narrators are very well known.
Yeah.
Like Kate, what's her name?
And, oh, good heaven, my liege! I can't believe you said that to me, the Wizard of the West.
There are no wizards in the Wheel of Time.
I don't know. So I wanted to say about this Lord of the Rings thing. The thing that I hated about the Lord of the Rings show on Amazon. Which is another show that clearly had a huge budget, right? It clearly had a lot of money to be spent on this. The Lord of the Rings thing, they would end these shows on a cliffhanger involving whether or not Galadriel died. Like the end of the show, the end of the episode,
yes,
would be like this big volcanic ash comes
can't.
Running. Exactly. And he's like, how is there any dramatic tension here? I know that Galadriel survives. She's in the Lord of the Rings. So it's like, of any character you could have chosen to try to make me concerned about whether she's going to live or not, that was a dumb choice.
Unless this is some alternate reality. This is a different multiverse.
Yeah, but this, you know? I mean, this harkens back to like RuPaul's Drag Race, where, you know, they going out to commercial break, they'll tease some, you know, some scandal of things that people say with other reactions. And then when you come back, those words are said, but they're said in a different context and a different place. And those reactions that they showed you were from something else entirely. It's like, you're just lying to me. You're just lying to me to keep me to watch, you know, through the commercial break. And that's annoying. Don't lie to me. You're showing me a preview of something that never happened.
Why do we even need previews before a commercial?
Because, Adam, the common folk.
For something that's going to happen after the commercial.
The common folk, Adam, you know, watch. They don't pay for the streaming service with no commercials like you. So they have to watch commercials. And sometimes
so they can't remember during the commercial.
Sometimes they may decide that, I'm going to change channel when the commercial's on because I don't like to watch commercials, so I'm going to change channel. Oh. And I may get more invested on a show on another channel that I switched to while the commercial was running and forget to switch back. So they have to tease you with, make sure you come back because this is about to happen. You know what I'm saying?
It's always irritating, though, because they take like a minute on either side of the commercial telling you what's coming up next and what happened before the commercial.
Hold on. TV hasn't seen the Lord of the Rings show on Amazon.
I think they're joking, but to be fair,
that came out over a year ago. I mean, that's your own fault. Then it's been out for over a year.
To be fair, he also said it ends on a cliffhanger of whether she died or not. So he didn't spoil anything because we don't know if she died.
That's true.
We do.
Because she has plot armor. She can't.
Because, you know, she makes it to an older age.
I mean, I can. We've seen, but I can spoil it for you.
Well, it's just the volcano or something, right? Not a volcano.
Oh no, I was gonna spoil like the main secret of the entire season. I could spoil that, but I won't. I won't do it.
What was it? It was like a big cloud of smoke, but was it a volcano? Was it fire?
It was the birth of Mordor. Yeah, it was a volcano.
It was a volcano. Yeah. Okay, so yeah, there's a volcano erupting and. And like she gets consumed in smoke.
The main and then, you know, secret. You're still pissed at Lost. How can you be pissed at Lost, Auntie Scott?
I don't know how Lost ends.
Lost.
I never finished
it. A great ending, and I don't understand.
I think
why
they were all dreaming or something. But
no, they weren't all dreaming. No, that was not the ending. They explained ending.
Don't tell me because I might watch it.
Yeah,
someday.
Oh yeah, sure. I'm sure you will.
One day.
Sure you will.
One day.
Sure you will.
After I finish my Bones rewatch.
Right.
You know,
yeah.
Because
that's very important.
I will.
Watching David Boreanaz read a cue card. No, Cyclone the Lost was not a shitty end.
I think most actors are reading cue cards. So just like the disparaging tone that you had. You know, television actors are actors too, Daniel. Thank you.
I learned from this Stephen Colbert podcast, this Strike Force 5, that Jimmy Fallon and Seth Meyers? Seth Meyers and Jimmy Fallon both use cue card people because, like, Stephen Colbert is like, why do you have cue? Like, we have teleprompters. Why do you have cue card people? Like, that seems tedious, and you know, someone has to sit there and write out your entire thing, right? And they were like, yeah, because I had some award show once where, you know, I was the host and the teleprompter burned out, like, or it failed, and you know, then I was stuck, and you know, so I didn't ever want that to happen. So I, you know, you can't fuck up a cue card or whatever. And so I don't know, it was just like, that seems so crazy. Such a crazy waste of money to write out stuff on these single-use cardboard cards, right?
I mean, I can see where if you have that experience and you are so used to reading
then
off
buy
a cue
two,
cards,
then buy two teleprompter systems, right? Then just have a double teleprompter system, right? Why? I feel like how many times has a teleprompter actually really failed on you know, live TV? Probably not
that
many times.
I mean, Daniel, for a long time, you and I had cue card people.
We did. And it was weird because, they were writing it after the fact.
And now we've switched to teleprompters, but it took a while and we're just a little fart joke show, you know, so.
I'm not done talking about what a pile of shit Lost was.
I thought of something really mean. I'm not going to say it though.
What?
I'm not going to say
it. Was it about a pile of shit having carbs?
No.
Oh.
It wasn't really mean, but it was just mean. It was just hateful. And I don't want to be hateful. I don't want to be that person.
You know what? I loved Lost. Lost pioneered so many things. It's kind of like Jurassic Park. Like when you go back and watch Jurassic Park now, it's an okay movie, but it's not, you know, groundbreaking and everything. But then when you think about the fact that this was the first time that 3D rendered characters moved through a moving screen. Like the cameras weren't locked down. They were, you know, what is that? It's very loud, whatever it is. What is that?
It's not loud to me, but.
They're creating jobs, Daniel. Stop trying to take our jobs and give them to the robots. Okay. What is that? Is that Jurassic Park?
You'll recognize it in a second. That's a long French horn.
It is.
Solo.
Yeah, I can hear. They're trying to get to da 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 da. Yeah. But when you think about Jurassic Park, it's the first time that the 3D characters move through a moving scene, right? The cameras weren't locked down. They were everywhere. All right, now Auntie Scott, what was the smoke monster, Daniel? What were the polar bears about? That is very loud. It's crazy. Yeah, it's crazy that you don't know that that's really loud. Like, it's louder than me.
It's loud to you, but it's not loud in my ears.
I can lower the volume here, but I would be lowering your volume.
No, I mean, you're getting, because you're getting a different level than I'm getting in the mixer.
Okay, Auntie Scott was one of these people that wanted a categorized answer to every fucking thing, every fucking mystery that was on the show. The premise of Lost was that they were on a mystical island, a mystical, magical island. So a lot of those things are just mystical and magical. But the two questions you asked, what
or
was
the writers
smoke
couldn't
monster?
Figure out what they were.
The smoke monster was explained many times as a security device, and it was the Man in Black. The Man in Black was able to turn into the smoke monster. He had that power. And then what were the polar bears about? That was Dharma, the whole Dharma initiative where they were trying.
Those were the Coca-Cola bears.
No, the Dharma initiative was experimenting on these weird portals that led to different places in the world, in the real world, which by the way is how the Islanders got into the real world and were able to come back through these portaling systems. And so, yeah, they had animals that they were testing on. I don't know why they chose polar bears. They had dolphins too. That's why they were in the underwater cage, you know, in the underwater thing. When the cue
that show always reminded me, I never finished Myst. You know the game Myst?
Yeah, I do.
I never finished it, but the Lost somehow reminded me of Myst.
Yeah, because it was like a mystical island. And the thing that Lost pioneered was telling a large story, like telling a multi, like basically being a 21 hour movie every season of this continuing complex story that went on and on. And they also did the whole parent pine, you know, the whole flash forward thing and the flashback thing and the flash sideways thing. It's like it was just an inventive way to tell a story. And to me, you know, that was the beginning of modern, because remember, Lost predates the streaming services being as prevalent as they are right now. This was a network TV show that literally told a story. It wasn't like a procedural. It didn't have, you know, if you missed a week, you were screwed, right? You it was an ongoing story that you had to pay attention every single week to the story. And that was new. That was new. That was something that absolutely lends itself to binging and stuff. And in fact, people really kind of credited, this Netflix.
Well, you could have a DVR.
Yeah, you could. But what if missed a week? Or what if a storm came through? Or what if there was, you know, some kind of hurricane or something that interrupted the show or whatever? You know, if you lost an episode, you couldn't just go download it, right? at that time. You had to wait. And Netflix picked up seasons one and two of Lost right after season three started. And that's actually what is credited a lot of times with Lost's popularity, is the fact that people were able to binge seasons one and two and then really get into the story, and then they were able to pay more attention. And I say, Lost is a very dense...
Eddie was called the fourth Murdoch. He helped.
Lost was autoplay. I don't know. It was a great show of its time. 24 was so far ahead of that, and 24 holds up as solid storylines. 24 was cool, but there's still some things in 24 that don't make sense. Like, why are you wearing the same outfit for 48 hours? Or why are you, why is everybody up at 3 a.m.?
It doesn't look like Netflix has Lost anymore.
No, I think it, go to Just Stream It. Or no, Just Watch. I'm sorry, justwatch.com. And then type in Lost. Let me search. I don't want to sign in. I just want to search. Why can't I search?
I don't know. I'm just getting like blinking dots.
On Just Watch?
Yeah.
Yeah, so am I. What's going on? Is their site down?
I don't know.
Oh, there we go. Now I can search. All right, so Lost. Yeah, something must have just been weird with their service. Refresh and it should be fine. You can watch it on Hulu, all six seasons.
Hulu.
On Hulu. Or you can purchase it on Apple TV, anywhere that fine things are. Well, right there. You can, if you want to watch it with commercials, you can watch it on Freevee. If you want to buy it, you can buy it at Amazon, Google Play, Vudu, Apple TV. Now I kind of want to rewatch Lost. You know, I rewatched Lost already like three times. I've already watched it three times. Now I'm
no, I did not know that. Like I said, I
that's
got
one
I
thing
I
that can make Lost
it.
Even better. Commercials. No, on that, sir, we do agree. Commercials are suck. All right, it is 1:12 in the morning.
It is 1:12 in the morning, and yeah,
I have a haircut today at 2.
Well, you better get to bed, because
I had my cats came in here earlier, and now they've left. My little cat. I was so excited because Ian jumped up on the bed for a little while. I laid down the other day, and he jumped up on the bed and laid next to me. Well, he squirmed next to me because he wanted to be petted.
Cat owners are so cute.
That was the first time that he laid up on the bed with me.
Are so antisocial that you are like, oh my God, he got up on the bed with me. He laid here. And you're so excited about that because they're so antisocial. But dog owners, that is just a common occurrence. You can't keep the dog out of the bed. Uh-huh. Like they do everything they can to lay next to you and cuddle and do all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Whereas cats are like, I don't think so.
I feel like...
I'm not in the mood. I'm not in the mood tonight.
I like both. I like dogs. I like cats. I like the little boys. That sounds wrong. I like my little boys. The cats. The little boy cats that I like.
Yeah. We know you do.
It's one thing that commercials, however, are how I made a great deal of my living. That's true. You were the voice of Eagle Snacks. Or you were the face of Eagle Snacks, actually. I remember I was so excited. I had tickets.
Eagle Snacks? I don't even know what Eagle Snacks are.
Oh my goodness, cereal? Adam. Are you kidding me? You are not aware of Eagle Snacks? This is when Anheuser-Busch decided to produce pretzels and, chips and stuff, like snacks, bar snacks, like peanuts and pretzels and stuff like that.
I thought it was cereal.
Let's see. What was it called? Eagle Snack.
It sounds like Scooby Snacks.
Yeah, pretty much.
Hi, I'm Face. Yo!
What are you?
I think that we could use a snack. You need to relax. I'm unarmed. I can't do anything. I love your hair.
No, not a swirly.
How about a little trip to the kitchen? Oh, hiya, Joe. You got anything to eat?
I got these Eagle snacks.
Eagle snacks. Eagle, 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 eagle.
Eagle snacks. What you feed your face?
Yeah, that was...
Is he all of the voices in that? Or just, like, the main character?
He is the face. I realize now that I should have provided you with a link because he's in the like see the thumbnail there. That's his face. He's a disembodied face.
Oh, it's actually his face.
Yeah, he was the face of Eagle Snacks, Auntie Scott. So, yeah.
Oh, I see. Oh, so, I thought he was the voice.
Oh, that was loud. No, that was loud. Sorry, TV. So sorry, but it's all right. I'm going to put you out of your misery soon because I think it's time to go. All right, Adam, say goodnight to the chat room. Chat room, goodnight.
Goodnight to the chat room.